Certainly, it's vitally important that we bring all buildings that are lying empty into productive use. We have an absolute crisis throughout the whole 26 counties, and especially in my own community in West Donegal at the moment, with quite a high number of people registering as homeless, people that I know that are sleeping rough, sleeping in hallways, couch surfing, even young children. And I think it's important that we bring these two-bedroom apartments into productive use. Like I said, these bottom floor in Respond has been lying empty for far too long, and which is immoral and an absolute disgrace in relation to the model of housing that is. And then also that there was a deal done with the HSE and that both took the eye off the ball, to my understanding. And yet we see again the government stepping in, and I'll have to get clarification on this, funding this project yet the second time. Look, I'm a strong believer in that the government should be funding directly the Donegal County Council and councils throughout the whole state and no other body. We have a sad situation at the moment where we're not building houses. There are scores of individuals, scores of couples, and a high number of families out there who are desperately needing a home and are not able to. We have a crisis due to government policy. The government at the moment, under Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Greens and some independent, have clearly made a decision that the best way to deal with the housing crisis is to leave it to the private market. The private market's objective is profit, nothing else. We have a situation where we have pumped in huge amount of resources into tourism, which I have to say I'm not totally against, but we have a situation where people, and I can understand why people would, if they're trying to pay mortgages or trying to put children to college, are opting for Airbnb instead of long-term renting, which has left the market empty of long-term renting. We have holiday homes in the community, especially in West Donegal. I think we have one of the highest vacant properties. I think 23% of properties within the Glenties MD. At the last time I requested an update on the figures from the Donegal County Council, a lot of them are people who are invested into holiday houses and no longer frequent them. I make the distinction between those that were forced to leave our community to find employment in different parts of the world, but yet this is their home and always will be. So there's a slight difference in that. And one would have to question that those houses that are lying empty, which are not more than holiday houses and are not being frequented by people maybe in Dublin or Cork or Mayo or Derry or Armagh or Sligo, the council, in my opinion, should move in and do a compulsory order to make sure that nobody is left without a home.
And that is the crux of the issue you have with us. Of course, it's great to have 8 new apartments to kind of fill out and kind of get some people off the social housing waiting list, but at the end of the day, a 2-bed apartment will not be suitable for all people. And as you say, there are so many vacant holiday homes there. Also, there's just a need for homes in general, not just an apartment with 2 beds in it, but a proper home independent in of itself. That this is the crux of the issue. It's all great giving kind of this government money and council money to this firm to refurbish this and to take some people off the social housing waiting list, but the root of the issue won't be solved just by doing this alone?
No, I don't think so. Look, our biggest need, I can only speak for West Donegal, is 2-bedroom. There's also a need for 3-bedroom. The council still approves 1-bedroom as the government, which I'm opposed to, because I don't believe that anybody should live in a 1-bedroom. It should be 2. But look, there's a whole crisis out there. The Housing for All project itself won't even meet the need of what we have there. If we look at the whole county and what our need is, and if you look at the figures and the so-called aspiration of the Dublin government, it won't even meet the need of what's in Letterkenny, never mind in Annishone, Donegal, West Donegal, and maybe the likes of Fannad or other areas. It won't even meet that. So the government is clearly failing. We need a proper investment into our housing stock. We need the council to stop looking towards the economic elite to make them more profitable. We need to start employing people directly ourselves and start building homes. We have homes which were built 20, 30 years ago, which are some who are questionable is it fit for purpose, windows, draft coming through them, water coming through them. Some of them you can put, even put your hand through them, because we left it to certain developers to build, and this was built solely for profit and not for the interest of our community. So our whole model isn't working. The idea of turning that model around and tweaking it as if it would work will never work. It will only work when we employ directly and we as a state build the homes for people for no other reason but to give people a long-term forever homes.